Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the Living Cozy podcast. I am your host, Brandy J, and I just want to say I'm so excited because I definitely came up with a new system for myself. I've been doing good, but it's only the first week, y'all. I'm not going to doubt myself, but I really want to continue to be consistent. So with promising, I'm going to promise. I'm scared to do this, y'all, because y'all know my consistency is so bad, but I'm really trying to do better for sure. But I'm going to promise you guys weekly podcast episodes every Wednesday. Wednesdays are my good days. I love Wednesdays. There is hump day. So, of course, I do my pre-recording. It's currently Tuesday, and I'll be posting this on Wednesday. But, I just want to make that promise to you guys because I know last year in 2018, it was a lot of inconsistency. My numbers probably could have been down, but I mean, not down. They are down. They could have been up, but you know, it's okay. I'm starting fresh 2019, January, the beginning of January. We got new habits. We got a lot of good things going on. So, speaking of habits, today's podcast episode is going to be called Habits to Break in 2019. And I wrote down a list. It's a couple of them. There's about maybe nine or 10. I don't know. Who's keeping count? Who keeps count of their bad habits? But anyways, I wrote these habits. Sorry if I keep going like, sorry, I'm going to stop. I apologize, y'all. But so I wrote these habits because these were a lot of my bad habits from previous years, especially 2018. That was probably the worst year for myself because I let myself down, like, physically. Mentally, I wasn't, like, okay, mentally I was a little all over the place, but I wasn't, like, depressed too much. Like, not everybody goes through depression, whether it's for a day, whether it's for months, years. Everybody has been through that. So mentally, it was kind of up and down. Spiritually, I could have been more in tune with myself. So I wrote down this list, and I'm hoping maybe I can help you break habits in 2019. We're going to do it together. Okay, so if you feel like you want to talk to me about anything and you feel like you're going back to those bad habits, feel free to leave your email or actually you guys can email me at livingcozymail@gmail.com. That's livingcozymail@gmail.com. Leave an email. You can do it anonymously, make a fake email, whatever you want to do, and I'll address that, and I'll even add it into the podcast. Maybe we can do like questions of the day or something like that, or week, whatever you want to call it. But or you can DM me on Instagram, write me on Twitter. All of my handles will be in the description below. So if you guys want to communicate with me, I got you. I'm only here to motivate and inspire you guys. I'm not here to hurt you. We are all in this together, and there's a reason why you came to this podcast, because you need some sort of mental balance, because I feel like I can be that person to try to give it to you guys. So what I'm gonna do is go down this list, and I don't want to be like too brief because I know it's a lot on this list. So I'm going to talk about each and every one of these. I'm not just going to give you guys a list because that would be stupid, and the podcast would only be about 5 minutes long. So here we go. Okay, so habits to break in 2019. The first habit is following the wrong people on social media. Listen. Social media has taken over, guys. It is something that's just not going anywhere anytime soon. Businesses are booming because of social media. It's just a thing now. Music is booming because of social media. It's not going anywhere. So it's a lot of people on social media, and it's a lot of people that are living this whole hype life. Everything is based off social media. Everything is based on social media. They want to live how other people are living. They get jealous. They get depressed. People are faking. People are doing the most on Instagram. And it's annoying. It's so annoying. Like, sometimes I have to just step back and delete my app because it's too much. Whenever, sometimes I do scroll. Like, I've been in that situation where I scrolled on a, you know, Instagram, and I saw somebody that had something that I wanted and I couldn't get there. If I see like a really pretty girl with a bomb body and I'm like really down and out about myself, because I get there, trust me, I do. I'm just like, I need to log off, because that's just gonna make me be hard on myself, and I shouldn't want to be like that at all. You know, everybody has a journey and you need to focus on your own. So following the people on Instagram, it can go two ways. One way it can go is it can be motivational, and the other, it can turn into envy. So what I did, I recently did this last week. I went on my social media and I unfollow all the Instagrams that don't give me any type of stimulation to my mind, mentally, physically, or, you know, spiritually. It doesn't make me want to do anything. If it's just a pretty girl, okay, I've seen a lot of pretty faces on Instagram. What are you doing for me when I scroll? Do I feel some type of way? Like, that's what I did. So I follow a lot of people, and I'm still going through that process. I have to clean out my following, or my followers, because, no, I was right the first time, my following. Yeah, my following. Sorry, y'all. It's late. But I have to clean out who I'm following, because I'm not following the right type of people. I want people that's going to motivate me, that's going to make me want to get up and go to the gym, that's going to make me want to go to the, not like go to the mall and spend all my monies, but just like people that inspire me and make me feel good. I don't want to follow people that just be on Instagram posting, you know, inappropriate things, people that don't even, and I follow people who are ghost followers too. Like, you don't do nothing for me. You follow me, but you don't be liking nothing. Like, I don't, though, we call those lurkers. Like, I think that's so weird. Why are you following me? And if I'm following you and you don't, when we follow each other and you just don't like my pictures, you gotta go. I'm sorry. So I follow all the, I unfollowed all the wrong people on my social media, and I have to do that for Twitter too. I always do it for Twitter. If I see somebody tweeting some stupid stuff, unfollowed, blocked, like, come on now. And it's mainly people that post porn on Twitter. Like, why am I scrolling on my Twitter? I shouldn't have to. For Tumblr, it was like that. I couldn't go on a public computer and just be on Tumblr, but now they censored it. But for Twitter, I shouldn't have to scroll and see some porn on my Twitter. So I don't think twice about it. I don't care who you is. You can be my cousin. I don't want to see that on my Twitter, because I don't want to be around the wrong people. And I still happen to see some, you know, something inappropriate. I don't want to see that. So I unfollowed it. Just know that a lot of stuff that you see can be influenced onto you. It can definitely be an influence. So just be mindful of who you're following and clean it out. Clean out your followers list, your following list, because in 2019, we're not about to be influenced by the wrong people. 2019 and beyond, not just 2019, but 2019 and beyond, we're not about to be influenced by the wrong type of people, because that's definitely what's going on. I see a lot of that going on. So we need to first figure out who are we following and why are we following them. So before I hit the unfollow button, I'm like, why do I follow them? Why? Because they got a nice following, because they got millions of followers and they got a cute face? Nah, that ain't it. So I unfollowed a lot of people and I'm still unfollowing. So make sure y'all just grab y'all phones. Pause me real quick if you have to. And just look through your feed. Like, I don't go through my following list like, oh, who are you? I literally just wait until I come across somebody. I'm like, who are you? Like, why am I following you? You're not doing nothing for me. Unfollow. That's what I do. So do the same and just see how much of an influence other people who you really want to follow is really on you. Okay? So that brings me to habit number two. Not doing what your heart desires. Stop not following your heart. If your heart tells you that you need to stop being with that guy or girl, listen to your heart. Your heart knows better than your mind. Don't listen to your mind. Listen to your heart. If your heart's telling you you need to leave that job, make sure you listen to your heart. But make sure you plan accordingly. Don't just quit your job without a backup plan, because I'm pretty sure you got bills. Hello, don't be stupid out here. But if your heart is really telling you, like, I don't like this job, I need to leave, do what you gotta do, honey. Make sure you pray about it for sure. Pray and be very specific about what you want. Tell God what you want. Because God said, talk to him, ask and you shall receive. And that's what you need to do. I did a lot of things that my heart didn't desire, and it put me in a bad situation. It's a lot, but the heart knows better than the mind. So just listen to your heart and do what it desires. Number three, staying in your comfort zone. We off that. We are not about to stay in our comfort zones anymore. We are done with comfort zones. I got out my comfort zone a long time ago. I learned to just stop being so routine and just live a little. I remember, don't laugh, y'all, but it was a couple summers ago. And I was on this kick. It was when Vine was out. And I uploaded a couple videos with me rapping. You know, Vine was, 6 seconds? I had a couple bars on there. And I used to get a lot of feedback like, what? You rapping? And it was just for fun. Like, I'm the type of person that if I hear a beat, I just really want to rap. I feel like I was a rapper in one of my lifetimes or something. But anyways, I, you know, posted on Vine a lot. Then I was like, maybe I should go see. Maybe I should make a song or something. Maybe I should be in a studio. So I hit up a connect that I knew. I hit him up. It was Kendall. So it's Kendall or Kendall. I like to make people's names what I want it to be, but his name is Kendall, but I call him Kendall. But anyway, shout out to him if he's listening. He's probably not. He's living his best life in LA. But anyways, yeah, so I hit him up. I'm like, do you know anybody that has a studio in Cleveland? Because I'm really trying to be put on. So he introduced me to Rio the Mechanic. Shout out to Rio. I really mess with Rio. Rio. But yeah, Rio, cool. So he told me about the studio in which he is an engineer. So Well, I'm stuttering. Sorry, y'all. I'm just really excited about this story. So he linked me with Rio, and it was at the studio on the other side of town. So I'm like, oh, Jesus. First of all, I was so freaking nervous because I never used to go nowhere by myself. But I'm like, I got to stop relying on other people to do things, because that's going to make me not do what I want to do just because I'm waiting on somebody to do something. So I ended up going to the studio, and there was a lot of guys in there, but it was girls in there too. But I was just so nervous. I'm just like, oh my God, like what? You know, I had my little notebook. I was writing. He was like, what you want? And I did Black Skin Hit and I rapped. It was pretty dope. I liked it. But moral of the story is I developed a really strong friendship with a lot of the guys in the studio. We were all cool. They were like my bros. Like we were kicking it, like pool parties, kickbacks. That was one of the best summers I ever had, because I did something that I didn't ever think that I would do, like, which led me to going to, it actually led me to one of my ex-boyfriends. You know, you live and you learn. You know, I don't have no bad blood with none of my exes, but he was into music. But I ended up going to the grog shop by myself too, and I'm just like, who does that? Like, you guys don't probably know what the grog shop is if you're not in Cleveland, but I don't know, are there grog shops anywhere else? Anyways, it's like a place, like, it's like a venue for, like, concerts and stuff. So there was, like, a concert for different artists. My ex-boyfriend was a musician as well. So I went to go see a show, but I was by myself, technically, because he was performing. I'm just like, I would have never done that. And, I met a few friends. Like, it was crazy. I met Ty. Hey, Ty. Like, it was so crazy. And I'm just like, now that I look back, I'm like, I'm so glad I did that, because had I been waiting for a friend to come, like one of my girlfriends, I probably would never met those people, because I probably wouldn't have went, because I would have been by myself. And you know, sometimes you just got to step out your comfort zone. So just move a little differently, change up your routine. It's getting old, boo boo. You got to change it up. It's getting too played out. You got to be tired of that routine, because I'm tired of it. Okay, just change it up. Start doing stuff differently. Like, come on. And don't rely on other people to do things, because that's where you're going to go wrong. If your friend says she can't make it to the gym, okay, then you still go. If they say they can't make it to the movies, okay, you go. If you want to go out to eat, but you don't got nobody to go with, so what? I've ate at dinners by myself. I've went to the movies by myself. I've done a lot of things by myself. Stop relying on people. Step outside your comfort zone. Now, we on number what? 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't want to say numbers because I'm going to have to keep counting. So I'm just going to say next point. How about we do that as a transition? Next point. Okay, so next point is holding on to dead weight. Yes, holding on to dead weight. Let's stop doing that. If he ain't right for you, if she ain't right for you, if they ain't right for you, let them go. That goes for romantic relationships, friendships, kinships. It goes for all of the ships, okay? If they're not right for you, if something is not right for you, let it go. It's not that hard. It is, but it's not. You can love people from a distance. I do it. Trust me. If I know somebody is not, you know, giving me what I need in a relationship, you got the wrong one, okay? Because I will leave somebody behind in a quick second, okay? Listen, honey, let them go. Love them from a distance. There is no reason for you to hold on to dead weight. If you aren't happy, if your heart is not desiring what they're giving you, let it go. Let it go. We're not doing that. We're not holding on to dead weight. Not in 2019 and beyond. We different, y'all. We're being different. We acting totally different. You want somebody to come up to you like, dang, girl. Dang, homie. You acting totally different. Yes, of course. That's good. That's good. That's so good. That means you're growing. Get that dead weight away from you. You don't need it. It's weighing you down. It's weighing you down. Trust me. Vibrations are real. We don't need none of that bad weight. We don't need none of them bad vibes. We don't need none of that. Cut them off. You can do it nicely. Just keep your distance. I do it to everybody. When I'm going through something or when I feel like I need to just step away from certain situations, I'll check on you here and there, but nah, sis. Nah, homie. I can't even do it. I cannot even do it. You gotta go. I love you to the moon and back, but nah, we can't kick it how we used to. You a little dead weight to me right now. You ain't really doing nothing for me, so, and I'm trying to grow. You know? It's like watering a dead plant. It ain't gonna grow. It is not gonna grow. So let that dead weight go. Next point, going out all the time. Listen, if you are not getting money from going out, from making appearances, why is you going out so much? Like, that's a turn off. People go out because they trying to, why do y'all go out so much? I've never been the type to just kick it consistently. Like, I can't do that. Like, first of all, I'm an introvert to a certain extent. I know it might be hard to understand because I am talkative. I like meeting new people. I'm a communication major. Well, I got a degree in that, not a major, but I just don't like large crowds of people in one like scenery. Like, that freaks me out. And that is why people drink. That's why I usually have to drink to go out, and I don't like that because drinking cool once in a while, but I don't want to have to drink to have a good time. And sometimes I do. Like, I get so paranoid because you just never know who around you, what somebody else doing. I'm very observant. When I go out, I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking to see what somebody doing, who acting, who moving funny. Like, I'm looking out. I'm not a fan of going out. I like chilling at the house. I like doing adventurous things, fun things. Going out to the club, that's cool and all for, you know, occasions. Like, if it's somebody's birthday, somebody celebrating something, that's cool. We can kick it. We can definitely go out. But going out is so play. Like, that, ooh, I feel bad for people in relationships where they got a significant other that go out all the time. It could not be me, honey. Listen, that is so dead. Why don't y'all switch up the game? Get out your comfort zone and stop going out so much. Save your money. I know y'all be spending hella bread going out. It's not even worth it. Trust me. Going out is dead. Stop going out so much and find something else. Find a substitute for going out. That's what we gonna work on, y'all. If y'all feel like y'all go out so much, like, what you going out for? You trying to find you a man or a woman? You gonna find her in a club? Wait, let me think how I find my boyfriend. I ain't find them at no club. But don't do that. If you're going out to seek attention from a dude or a girl, that ain't even worth it. You better just pray. Like, dear Lord, let me show y'all the prayer. This is my prayer. Dear Lord, please send me my king. Or you could say queen, depending on what your preference is. You could say king, queen. I'm not going to tell y'all my exact prayer, but I definitely was praying for my king, and he definitely came very soon after my prayer. Actually, I was praying consistently. It was a part of my morning prayer. Like, that was just something I always said. But anywho, looking for somebody to date in a club, that's, like, weird. Because it's like, when y'all get together, are they going to still have them habits of going out? And I just be looking at my Instagram, and yes, I unfollow those people that be out all every freaking weekend. Like, do something different. Like, come on, that's dead. Every weekend you in the club. For what? Like, I don't get it. But anyways, yeah, stop going out all the time. Period. Next point, procrastinating. I'm talking to myself because I am the biggest procrastinator in the world. I've mentioned this before. I'm the type of person, which I always do, I wait the day before. No, not even the day before, the day of, to do a final. I've done it in grad school. That's all I do. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm so used to, I did it before, I could do it again. That's all I used to say to myself is, I did it before, I could do it again. So I think it was just like, I don't know, but I don't like that stress that it comes with. I don't like that at all. And that's with everything I do. I am the biggest procrastinator in the world. I procrastinate cleaning, washing, working out, homework, podcast, youth. Oh my goodness. I don't know what I just said, but that's how much I procrastinate. I procrastinate hella, and it's such a bad habit, y'all. And I know the Bible says something about procrastinating. It says some things about procrastinating. I'm not sure, but look it up, Google it. It says something about procrastination, and I be trying to like think of the Bible when I be procrastinating, which I'm gonna try to do more. But procrastinating is not a good habit at all. We want to break that habit for 2019. Like, just do it. Like, I'm really in the habit of, when I see something now, I'm saying this right now because I'm about to speak it into existence. When I see something, I'm going to just pick it up and put it where it belongs. That way, my house is cleaner. But I be so tired, y'all. I just come home and throw stuff around. I'm like, oh, I'll do that later. And do I do it? We'll talk about that later. But stop procrastinating. Stop it. It's not good for you. It's not. Next point. Not being financially stable. Woo! That is a big one, because who likes to be broke? Nobody. I used to have the worst habit of spending money to my last dollar. Why? Because just like the procrastination thing, I would always say, oh, I went a week with $5 in my pocket and still re-up the next week and still was able to do this and that. And I'm like, nah, bro, that ain't it. That ain't it. We are not about to be out here struggling. 2019, we getting our finances together. We are making goals. We are getting a goal book. Go to Michael's, get you a budget book. I'm telling you, it'll help you write out your bills, your expenses, everything. Go to Michael's and look for the budget book. It's only like $5, $6. Definitely helpful. Go get that book for 2019, but we gotta educate ourselves more. Financial literacy is very important. We have to educate ourselves about money. Because what is life without money? Now, I'm not saying money is everything, but I'm gonna be completely honest. Whenever I am down on my coins, my mood just goes down. I don't know what it is, but it's just like, I don't know, because I don't feel free. That sounds so stupid, but I really don't feel free when I don't have no money for real. Like, of course, all my bills are paid, but I like to have that cushion. Who doesn't like a cushion? Because you never know what could happen. Something could happen to your job, God forbid. Something could happen to your car. You want to always have emergency funds. Not just one, but a couple, you know? So Just to be a little personal, I have a checkings, a savings, and a credit union. And then sometimes I keep cash on me. Oh, guys, let me tell you a really good trick too. Sorry about being so like, oh, and stuff. But if you guys want to start saving, get yourself a bottle. I used to keep like champagne bottles because they were hard to get in and it takes a lot to break them. So let's say I had like a Bel Air bottle or Moet. So I think I had a Moet. I would put money like cash in there. I would take out a certain amount and I would pay myself first and I'll put that cash up. So that'll be a good way to save money if you're having trouble saving. Go on YouTube and look at tips for saving money. Just educate yourself more on being financially secure, because this, we not about to be non-financially stable. We not about to be doing that in 2019. We are going to be financially stable. Okay, so next point, eating out all the time. Let me say that again. Eating out all the time. Yes, stop it. Just cook. Go grocery shopping and cook. Nah, this is really me though. Like, I don't go like to McDonald's or I don't do that, but I always find some type of way to buy some type of food when I already got the food at home, because I'd be so lazy and don't want to cook. But that money adds up. Just make yourself like a little chart and see how many times. Just keep tab or just keep your receipts in like a month and see how much you eat out a month. That money adds up. Like, that money could be used for gas, for your emergency fund. It can be saved in the bottle that you're going to have. That money adds up. And a lot of people don't realize it. They're like, oh, I'm just about to get a 4 for $4. That's only $4. And you keep doing that a couple times out the month. That's a lot of money, like, for real. And a lot of my money used to definitely go towards, like, fast food restaurants when I was really on the meat eating diet. So you just gotta chill out a little bit. Chill out, okay? Just cook. Cooking is fun. Get you a cute little apron. It's really fun when you cook. And I'm telling myself that because I'm trying to convince myself. It really is fun. I just hate how messy the kitchen gets afterwards, but whatever. That ain't really a big deal. At least you got a messy, well, not at least, but I would rather have a messy kitchen than a messy bank account. Say it with me. Messy kitchen than a messy bank account, because that's not cute. That's not cute. So we are going to stop eating out all the time. We're going to pass up the Wendy's. We're going to pass up the Burger King. We're going to pass up the McDonald's. We're going to pass up the Steak and Shake. We are going to pass up on all the fast food, all the places, except for the grocery store. We're going to go to Giant Eagle. We're going to go to Target. We're going to go to Walmart. We're going to go to Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. We're going to get a week's worth of groceries. Some people do 2 weeks. I need to do a week, because 2 weeks is too much, because I don't eat a lot of stuff and I'll let stuff go bad. So a week is perfect for me. But anyways, enough about the groceries. But just know that we are about to stop eating out all the time for sure. Okay, we got two more. So the next point is getting/staying in toxic relationships. Kind of just talked about that, but if you're not happy, sis, if you're not happy, homie, bounce. Ain't no use in staying. If you're married, man, that's a little different, because I'm not really an advocate for divorce. But I will say that if you are married and you're like in a relationship where you're not happy, I would definitely pray for sure. Just keep praying. Pray until something happens. Just keep praying, baby. Keep praying. It's going to get better. And encourage your spouse to pray with you. But if you're not married and you just really miserable, let it go. Cut it out. And it's not worth it. It's not worth your happiness. Life is too short to not be happy and to be in toxic relationships. If you're dealing with any type of abuse, mental, physical, don't deal with it. Get out. Get TF out. Like, period. It's not worth it. It's not worth your sanity. It's not worth any of that. It's not worth your happiness. Leave. Ain't nobody that cute in the world. Ain't nobody got that much of a banging body. Ain't nobody that popping to stay with. If I'm sorry, y'all. This just makes me so mad, because I'd be like, deuces. I'll leave somebody in a heartbeat if I'm not happy. And that could be good or bad, but nah, you're not about to jeopardize my happiness. Like I said, life is too short to be in a toxic relationship. Period.
Sorry, y'all. I keep saying period. I know we supposed to leave that back in 2018. But that's okay. I'm going to keep saying it, period. I feel like it puts more emphasis on what I'm saying. Period. Okay, now this is the last point, guys. I think this is the longest my podcast has ever been. And I'm having fun with it. Even though it's definitely my bedtime and I need to hop in the shower and get ready for tomorrow. But it's okay. It's okay. And sorry I keep going like, y'all are about to get the raw, real me. I'm tired of being on, hi, this is Brandy J from The Living Cult. Nah, y'all about to get the real me. I'm about to pretend like I'm talking to, I don't know, my friends or something. It kind of feels like it. But anyways, the last point is not living a life that makes you happy. And that's pretty broad. That pretty much sums up all of the habits that I just said. Who are you living for? Ask yourself. Self, who am I living for? Are you living for your parents? Are you living for that girl? Are you living for that boy? Are you living for God? Who are you living for? Who are you living for? What do you do it for? Who are you trying to impress? You know? Just ask yourself those questions. What makes you happy? Make a list right now. I want you to think of the top three things in life that makes you happy. If you have material things on that list, you got a lot of soul searching to do, baby girl or baby boy. You got a lot of soul searching. There should not be material things on that list. It shouldn't. For a top three that make you happy, it shouldn't be. Because I'm not talking about that makes you happy temporarily. I'm talking about something that's more soul, something spiritual. What makes you happy? You have to find out what makes you happy so that you can find your purpose in life. So how are you going to live a happy life if you don't know what makes you happy? You ain't going to be able to stop living a lie. The note here says, not living a life that makes you happy. Find out what doesn't make you happy. Find out how often those moments are around you. Is it somebody that you're around? Is it your job? If that's, okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to find out the three things that make us happy and the three things that don't make us happy. And we're going to see if we could change. Is there anything on that not happy list that can change from you? You can control it. If you can't control it, we're going to work on it. We're going to pray about it. If you can, we're still going to pray about it. But we're going to do our best to change it. So make those lists and share it with me. I want to see what makes you happy and what doesn't make you happy. And maybe I can help you. If it's something that you can change, maybe I can help you too. Remember, we live a short life, and life is too short not to be happy, and life is too short not to break bad habits. We are breaking all of these bad habits in 2019. And if your bad habit is not on this little list that I just gave you guys, share it with me. Let me know what's your bad habits, because I base that off of my own bad habits, honestly. Nobody is perfect. My social media don't show I'm perfect. I show everything. No, I don't show everything, but I don't make my life look perfect because it's not. Because I want you guys to see the glow up. I want you guys to see that, yes, I've been down, but I'm going to get up, period. I'm going to get up. And that's that. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Again, I will be on here every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, y'all, hump day. So look forward to my podcast episodes. Make sure you guys rate this episode. Give me 5 stars because I'm a 5-star chick. Make sure you guys comment. Make sure you guys follow me on social media. It will be in the description. And make sure you guys tune into Wednesday's episode next Wednesday. I got something for y'all. I'm excited. So I hope you guys have a fantastic week. You're going to get through it. We're almost through it. Make sure you guys are safe this weekend. Stay out them clubs. And really find your happiness, guys. Happiness is important. I hope my podcast inspired you, motivated you. And we are going to be okay. No, we're going to be more than okay. We're going to be great. Just know that. Listen to my voice. We're going to get through whatever it is that's holding us back, making us sad, making us upset, making us angry. We're going to get through that together. I'm here for you and with you. I'm here. Brandy J is here. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. And I will see you guys. Well, not see. You guys will hear my voice next Wednesday. Bye.